coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, worth hearing.
This is the continuation of the message, How to Take Possession of What Belongs to You.
Now, we are not using it when we cry. See, the name of Jesus is an instrument. Do you understand? It's an instrument. You can't just cry, oh, Jesus, oh, Jesus, oh, Jesus, or call his name 10,000 times. In the name of Jesus, name of Jesus, 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 Jesus. You'll be tired and nothing will change. You see, that's the difference between some of us and some other people who call the same name and wonder, they think that maybe we are doing something else. Because they say, are we not using the name of Jesus, the same name of Jesus? No, you are not. You are calling on the name. You are calling on the name. He has answered. He answered. So he gave you the name. Now, use it. Use it. Okay, something is pressing you in the night. Let's say, oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Say, go! It will go. Now somebody says, what if you say go and it doesn't go? That's saying to God, what if your word fails? Fails? What if your word fails? You're talking to God? Oh, no, you are so used to all the people you have dealt with all your life. They told you they were coming at 5. They didn't come. So you are so used to being disappointed. Now God has spoken to you and you don't want further disappointment. So you say, oh Father, will it really, 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 really happen? You know, you're looking at God from the standpoint of the experiences you have had. It matters where you grew up. Yeah, it matters. I mean, if you've been present in a place where everybody has prayed in the name of Jesus, there was no change. You are used to prayer without result. Oh, Lord Jesus, hey, now, now. Then you are looking, nothing changes. So you, even when you two are using the name of Jesus, you are used to it failing. No, when you're present there, like many times you see that at the healing school or in some of our meetings, and we command blind eyes to open up and they open up right away. You change your mind about God answering prayers. Or you command the lame to get up and walk and they get up and walk. You become bold about Christ. You know? But when, you know, the hand is put on the sick and the Father, in the name of Jesus, go through this problem with him. Help him to go through. Then you are used to Jesus being on the defensive and going through problems with you. No, 1,000 times no. You know why the disciples asked Jesus to teach them how to pray? They said, Master, teach us to pray. Did you think they never prayed before? They've been praying all their lives. These were Jews. They were taught and raised to pray. They prayed several times a day. But now somebody came on the scene who received results. I said, Master, teach us to pray. Hallelujah. Teach us to pray. I remember years ago, back in 1985, we went for a certain crusade. And then on Sunday afternoon, after the outdoor meetings, we had an indoor meeting. And it was a special healing service that whole afternoon. They brought the sick from everywhere, carried them on their bags, on beds. They did everything just to bring the sick in. And I'd gone with several people who were ministering to the sick. And while I was just resting against the wall and watching some of them as they were ministering, some of those who went with me, you know, we had so many people to minister to, so everybody was helping. And I noticed one of the brothers was casting out a deaf spirit, and he commanded the deaf spirit to come out, and it seemed like nothing happened. He tested the guy, couldn't hear him, couldn't talk. He tried again, same thing happened. I just noticed he was wrestling with that demon. So finally I was uncomfortable with this situation. So I went close to him. I said, excuse me. So I put my fingers in the ears. I said, come out. I said, one. You know, and he started hearing and talking right away. What was the difference? Why was it that he talked to that devil and the devil didn't go? And I talked to the devil and the devil left. What was the difference? We use the same authority in the name of Jesus. What was the difference? Because you see, he was talking to the devil, and I was watching him. He was talking to the devil and asking him to come out and trying to find out whether or not the devil went out. And he thought the devil didn't go out just because the guy still couldn't respond. And I had no time for that. I told the devil, clear out. And as far as I was concerned, he was gone, and I told the fellow to count. And that was it. You don't try to find out whether the devil has gone. So when you say, in the name of Jesus, get out of here, don't try to find out, has he gone? You see, even if he's standing there looking at you, he don't have no option. You act as though he is gone. Now, let me put it this way. Put it this way. See, let me show you something. Can I get up? Come. Stand here. All right. Now, it's not always, all right, you know, it's not always nice to use somebody as like a devil. You understand what I mean? Okay. But then you say, you tell him, in the name of Jesus, get out. Now, he may still be standing there. Just go. He'll be out. You understand what I'm saying? You don't wait to see that. Oh, he's still there. I said go. When you tell him to go and he's still standing there, act like though he is gone. Now, just because he's still doing what he was doing before you said go, doesn't mean you didn't have the authority. Act like he's gone and he'll be gone. Now, in certain cases, you say, go, thank you. You say, go, and he acts like he didn't hear you. It happened with Jesus. That man who was demon possessed in Gadara, who cut himself with stones, he had a demon, he was possessed of a demon, and the Bible says that he had a legion of demons, evil spirits in him. The Bible says that Jesus commanded the devil to come out of the man. But the devil didn't quite come out. If you study it properly, the devil engaged Jesus in a discussion. Jesus said, come out. And the devil didn't come out. He kept talking to Jesus. Don't ask us to leave the city. Please, leave us here. And then Jesus said, what is your name? This was after telling him to leave. The demon didn't go. So Jesus said, what is your name? He said, my name is Legion. Because we are many. Over 12,000 demons were in that man. 12,000 evil spirits dwelt in him. But he was possessed of one. All right? So Jesus said, what is your name? He said, my name is Legion. For we are many. Please, don't send us out of the city. We have accommodation in this city. Well then, they said, please, give us permission to go into the swine. There were about 2,000 of them. 2,000 of them pigs were there. And Jesus said, okay, go. Why? Why did he let them go in there? Because the Jews were not supposed to rear swine. So they were already breaking the law for keeping swine. So he said, all right. And the demons went into these 2,000 swine. And the Bible tells us, all of them, they couldn't let no devil live in them. They all ran down the steep slope and drowned, killed themselves. Of course, the demons couldn't stay in dead bodies. They started looking for somewhere else to stay. But here's the point. Jesus told that devil to come out. He didn't come out immediately. And so Jesus said, what is your name? Now, except you understand certain things, there are some other things you should understand before this one. Which if you don't understand yet, this might sound like Greek to you. But whatever it is, for the purpose of the discussion, here it is. When Jesus said the devil to come out, and that devil acted like he didn't hear Jesus until he engaged him in that dialogue.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you would like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, 5 Kiano Road, off Yakubu Gowon Way, Jos. If you have been blessed or inspired by this message, or you have a testimony, please call us on 0806-703-4249 or 0803-438-6464 or send an email to Pastor Chris@ChristEmbassy.org.